spreadsheets no longer spread.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from Beamer Region number 6. And today is May the 15th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. And today's show is actually from the old Poltergeist movie, They're Here. Largest cyber attack ever continues. We're going to talk about that in today's show. But before we do that, let's talk about how we can continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You can easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com and go to the homepage, and you will see on the homepage, you will see that there is a link for donations that you can give some of your financial energy so this network will continue to be here for us in the future. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has a social media outlet that you can go to and become be a part of the social media activities in a more secure, wholesome way, because your identity will never be sold and you won't be adversely affected by what you post, what you promote, what you talk about, what you think, or what you respond to. So very, very important. And let me say this before we go further. This is very, very important. I just thought about something this weekend when this cyber attack thing started to really push. I could have went on to BTR to give it out, but let me just say this. For those, this is why we all need to be, in my opinion, on BTR community. And it's only $24 a year. BTR community can sign up there on the homepage of Black Talk Radio Network. Because as things start to evolve and unfold, if I wanted to get some information out to you all on something that you should have been doing this weekend, very difficult for me to text every single one and call every single one. Just won't be able to do it. And I think this is why everyone that listens to BTR needs to have a $24 a year subscription with BTR. That's all it is. Everyone that listens to Black Talk Radio Network, everyone that listens to Tando Radio Show, get on, because this needs to really be the central place that we meet in order to have our free will assured, or to invoke our free will. It is a matter of getting information out as quickly as possible so what happens won't adversely affect as many people as it otherwise would by people not being informed. So I thought about this weekend, but I didn't even post anything in BTR because I was so, I had my own steps and procedures that I needed to do and to make sure of. And that's exactly what I did. And because of that, it prevented me from being able to quickly, and I mean quickly, get on the BTR, say, hey, this is what you need to do, and move on. So because I was like, well, most people won't, may not even, you know, most of the listeners to Black Talk Radio Network may not even be in BTR. So I said, well, I can't, you know, I got to do what I got. I have to do what I need to do. So I went ahead with some of the things that I needed to do for myself and my family. But I wanted to really emphasize that this is a good reason, a good cause for us to get on board with BTR, $24 a year, so that we can be centralized in looking at what's going on. So, and it's not just on a few people, very, very important. I made a couple of phone calls this weekend, but, you know, I had to take care of what I needed to take care of. So everyone, please get on BTR community, sign up, $24 a year, and engage in the social media activities that are there, so that, and as a hub for us to be able to get information and make sound decisions quickly. On the weekend, I will never, ever post anything unless it's an emergency or a situation that could be critical or a situation that you really need to know, okay? Just won't do it. But this is where we should be meeting. So that being said, come on, everybody join BTR community, $24 a year, very easy. And we can definitely have an assemblance of a community that we can respond to appropriately to the things that are going to be happening. And believe me, they are going to be major. So just wanted to say that. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, and this is the time to be doing that as well, because of, man, we're going to talk about this cyber attack, and it ain't over. It ain't over. It's only going to get worse. And I'm going to tell you something. It is not coincidental that we talked about this on Thursday, and less than 12 hours later, it was already started. They tell you before they do you, and that's what they did on Thursday, and we're going to pick up on that. So very, very important. Come over, get some real money, physical money that you can put in your, that you can control, have it with you and your family so that you can benefit from it. Go to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT. Jump on board there. And definitely, that is something that you also want to do. We are also doing a Bitcoin trading. And you could do that by going to www.rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com. Join that as well. And when you do, we'll see you. I will send you some information on how to sign up so that you will be ready. And this is, you want to own a Bitcoin or a portion of a Bitcoin, let it grow from you, and then you use that for whatever you want to do. I wouldn't do too many of them, you know, and let's just grow this whole thing from right there, okay? So I'm going to post it inside of BTR, the link that's there for that. And if I can just get something going here real quick. And I think that this is very, very important because we are so close to so many different events continuing to springboard, and we just need to be prepared, accurately prepared, and we could do that among ourselves. So with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. And the first, let me make sure. Okay. And the first article I posted in there, the trading platform, TradeCoin. And you could get into that via our cryptocurrency, then get a Bitcoin, or you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a portion of it And then just let me know I'll see when you do it, and then I'll send you the information on how to set up your account. Use that as a way of controlling or owning, you can't control a Bitcoin. You own something that's outside of the system that you can use. And we're going to talk about the importance of that later on. But check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one. Is from The Telegraph. Bernie Madoff, what is a Ponzi scheme and how does it work? Next article, which we're going to be looking at, is a YouTube from today's press conference with Sean Spicer. Next article, Rise posted this one from CNN. Putin calls for the end the intimidation of North Korea. Next one. We're going to run through these quickly because we got a bunch of them. Next one, NBC News, Rise posted this one. And this is the, move this one down. Come on down. The Krishna Visa show rolls on this weekend, but without its star. Check out that article. Next article, from Futuristic, a tiny device can transform polluted air into usable fuel. Check out that article. Rise posted that one. Next part article Rise posted was from The Times. Chicago jail goes on lockdown after hundreds call out on Mother's Day. Check out that article. Next one, Rise posted this one from Eurozone. Venezuela once more in the grips of protests. Next article. Really good article. This one is, I saw it. I didn't get to read it, but I'm definitely going to check this one out. Rise posted this one. Natural medicine, why your grandparents don't have food allergies, but you do. Check out that article. Next article from Rise posted this one from the Huffington Post. Scientists may have discovered how to beat the common cold faster. Well, we've already known how to do that for a very, very long time. You stay off of their medicines and you go to what the great creator has provided to cure you. Natural, holistic things. Next article, The Telegraph, catching a cold or getting flu hugely rises the risk of a heart attack in the first week, science finds. Check out this article. Next one, this is from Business Insider. Rise posted this one in Business Insider. A mesmerizing map shows the global flow of refugees over the last 15 years. Next article, Rise posted this one from Telegraph. Suspicious email, suspicious emails, unlikely to be cause of global cyber attacks. So what caused it? From The Guardian, Rise posted this one. How to defend against WannaCry ransom with highly useful Windows patch. And next one from CNN. That's really naive money. Rise posted this one. Ransom attack. Who's been hit? And next one from Rise posted this one from AP News. Syria activist airstrikes is ISIS head killing dozens. Syrian activist airstrikes on ISIS is held area killing a dozen. I don't know what AP was writing there. So check out that article. Next one, I posted this one from Wolf Street. Hit by run on a bank. Banco Popular denies it's looking for a rush takeover to avert collapse. They say that today, but then tomorrow they'll have the collapse. Then I posted the YouTube video of North Korea firing off a medium range missile that was able to go higher, go further, and was able to come back and go outside of the outside of Earth's atmosphere, re-entry, and then have a targeted, controlled descent where they wanted it to land, and they shot it near the North Korean and Russian border. So this is huge because that's all you need for an EMP to be highly, highly effective. So check out that. So now North Korea shows the capabilities that they can actually reach Japan, Guam, and the regional in the region of the Korean Peninsula, and with a medium range missile, which tells you that probably they already have the long range one that could reach the U.S. as well. So check that out. Next article. Posted this one from the Microsoft blog, Microsoft on the issue. the need for urgent collective action to keep people safe online, lessons from last week's cyber attack. This is Microsoft's response to it all. Very, very important article from the New American. I posted this one. Arizona bill to restore sound money awaits governor's signature. And this one, and this is very critical for where we're going to be going. This is going to actually do well for people in the future that are getting real silver and gold now. So check that article out. Next one from The Hill. I posted this one from The Hill. Putin jabs U.S. over ransomware using apparent NSA technology. Check out that article. And then next one, this is posted this from AP. Worldwide ransom cyber attack spreads to thousands of more computers on Monday. Check out that, and it also went further. And then check out this next one from Sputnik News. U.S. inflation surges as struggling retailers post upbeat sales. Not going to happen. Next article from Sputnik News. Putin, Russia will actively participate in One Belt, One Road initiative. Next article, North Korea. I posted this one from the Wall Street Journal. North Korea fires a new type of ballistic missile with longer range. This was done over the weekend. Next article from Reuters. India skips China's Silk Road Summit, warns of unstable, unsustainable debt. Next article from the South China Morning Post. We posted this one early today. Global cyber attack impact could hit Monday morning, experts warn. Next one from South China Morning Post. I posted this one. Putin adds piano man to his resume and wins more fans in China. They were having a summit on the One Belt, One Road initiative, and Putin went to the president, the celebrity figurehead president, Jinping's house and played on his piano. Really nuts. Ridiculous. But means the overall relationships of things is growing, and that means it's going to be a bad time for those that are not in the BRIC nations. The U.S. is not in the BRIC nations. It will be the untied states of America, not the United States of America, soon enough. And there is a process and a cycle to everything. And most of us, because we want to see things right away, because we don't plan for things over a long period of time. We don't understand how come. We always say, how come it didn't happen yet? How come it didn't happen yet? Not realizing that, because we've never processed anything out on a long term. Those that have, they look for the signs and the evidence of that type of thing happening, and they know where that direction is going. So check out that article. Next article. This comes from Reuters. China pledges $124 billion for New Silk Road as champion of globalization. Next article from Duran. Worried about WannaCry? You should have listened to Julian Assange. Check out that article. Next one, almost done here. Strategic culture. Major development strongly suggests the end of... unipolar world order. Check out that article. Next one, this from Washington's blog. Top NSA whistleblower, ransomware hack due to swindle of the taxpayers by the intelligence community agency. Check out that article. And almost there. We got a couple of more. We got two more, and we got this one from Bloomberg. New wave of ransom threat seen in unprecedented attack. And officials expect cyber attack to spread on Monday, which was today. So that's what's in the news, and we're going to jump into today's show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. There's so much. So,
Dave, I have a question for you, star.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Okay, I was thinking about you today, man, when I was posting. I've been trying to decipher messages from Donald Trump that he's sending to certain people. And so I was thinking today, I did a video over the weekend, a 30-minute video about his speech in Virginia at Liberty University, this right-wing religious college. And so anyway, today I started thinking again, Make America Great. And I saw the thing where you had Richard Spencer and a bunch of non-black people with torches trying to protect General Lee's, or protesting the planned removal of a statue to General Lee. So it just triggered me. I was thinking about you, and then you just triggered it again when you said the untied states of America is Make America Great Again code,
right,
for bring back the Confederate States of America.
That's it, my friend. That, man, that's it, Scotty, that's exactly it. Because what we're going to see is that, and if you see all of the political jousting and the political maneuvering and all of that other stuff, that is a part of the whole agenda. This whole agenda is going to be about untied states of America. This is why Arizona signed that bill. They're waiting just on the governor to sign. They had a new bill that's going to make silver and gold legal tender in the state. And not only that, no one has to pay capital gains on any silver and gold that they have. Now, that's the state of Arizona, but the federal government is going to have something to say about that. But as the things start to untie, they will already be in position for the untied states of America, because they'll have an establishment of species as being their overall form of required trade for assets. This whole thing is what, and this is why you'll also hear Trump talking about bringing back Glass-Steagall and bringing back the gold standard, because the overall economies is going to, and they know this, and but there's a, it's codified for those that are going to be part of the establishment of the new America that they're going to have to establish after the untied states, because some states are going to say, you know what, no, we're not going with that, and we'll succeed and we'll establish our own. And this is where it's going to be very, very deadly. And this is some of the what I see is the process that's coming down. And because the U.S. has a lot of resources, and those resources, this is why they want to go back to a gold standard, and they're going to have to go back to a gold standard. Well, I won't say a gold standard. I would say a more profound asset-based economy, because the globe is moving there. And so what do you have to do? You got to untie yourself from everything else. And what's the greatest untying thing here in America? Many things. But the tyranny that has been perpetuated by this country over the years to steal assets from people. Yeah, that's Scotty.
Can you see some states banding together to create another Confederacy?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's what I mean by it. Yes, the untied states. Oh, without a doubt. And those states are going to be the ones. And this is the thing about that. Here's the thing about that. Those are the states that are going to be more prone to go into gold and silver as gold and silver are asset economy, because the Constitution was written around that, because that's who it was really for. It was for the overall founders of the foundation. And I'm glad Scotty reminded me of that. Listen, everyone, before we go any further, mark it down. On July the 1st, 2017, we're going to be holding an economic summit here in Dallas once again for all of you. And this is what is going to be there. It's going to be about foundations, a more in-depth thing about foundations, some of the things that you should be doing. I will be giving a portion of the precious metals class and everything else. I will get the information to you, or be on Eventbrite. We'll bring it to you and have it posted up. It'll be here in Dallas, so I just wanted to give you a heads up. This is why it's so important for us to get ahead of these things, because that's where we're going. Yes, and Scotty is absolutely right. And this is what I meant by the untied states of America. They are going to reestablish making America great, and this is the how you do it. That is a way that you sever this whole thing, the untied states of America. That's what is really, really going on, and that's going to be the end result. And I'm going to tell you something. The rest of the world is going to want that to look a certain way. China is going to want the untied states of America to look a certain way. The BRIC nations, the emerging economies, the rest of the world, is going to want that to look a certain way. But see, what they're doing, if you notice, is that the U.S. is isolating itself from within its fractions from the rest of the world. Why are they going to do that? Because they are going to move it that alone. That's where they're going to have all of the, they're going to defend that by means of nuclear weaponry, even against other states that will want to go in a different untying. And this is where the emerging market economies is going to say, no, 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 no. We're going to liquidate you. You're not going to be able to revamp. No, because you're revamping off a stolen asset. This is going to be huge. So just wanted to say that. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Now, what I want to do is I want to play this from what happened today. I want to just set the stage really quickly. I want to jump into this. On Thursday, I happened to be watching Cerebrally Naive Network, and I listened to the overall press conference before they were talking about Comey getting fired. And I knew that they were going to be on there talking about that because that really didn't matter beans to anything. But what they always do is they have a very systematic way of letting things know. And before they started that, they came out with the new executive order that was signed by the celebrity figurehead Donald Trump on Thursday. And so they had that before, and I didn't know that was coming. As soon as they said that, a new executive order coming out, and they're going to bring out the Department of Homeland Security assistant director, I said, they're about to tell you what's going to be coming real soon. And lo and behold, within 12 hours later, we're going to talk about what has happened and where we are right now. So then that's where we played it on Thursday. We talked about it with Scotty. We talked about it with Roz about how vulnerable the system is because they're going to put it on the cloud. And what they were really telling you and what they were really setting everything up for. That's where we are right now. So that was the precipice of everything. This is the start. But what we're going to do now is I want you to hear today's press conference. Then I want to come back and give you my ideas of what is going on and why you should be preparing. And what does this mean? And what do I expect to see this coming? Let me just say this. This cyber attack happened on Friday. Told you it would be happening on a Friday, and the last time that we really in-depthly talked about it, I said it would probably happen on a weekend of a holiday or a semi-holiday because they know people are even more distracted then. This is the strategical, asymmetrical seizing and maintaining control over your free will for you to surrender it that we need to be paying attention to. So I want to play this, and we're going to jump into this. Let me make sure. And Scotty, if it doesn't play for me, if you would play that that video, I think it will play for me. It's inside of it'll play for me. Let me just set this up really quick. 1 second.
Students,
here we go.
Before we get started, I want to bring Homeland Security Tom Bosser back up here to discuss the administration's response to the ransomware hacking, and then I'll go on with the events of today.
Thanks, Sean. Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Tom Bosser, an assistant to the President of Homeland Security and Counterterrorism. And if I could, I'd like to start today by acknowledging the fallen police officers at the prison.
Bang do from Thursday.
They are the front line of our Homeland Security, and the event today was an honor for me to attend. On cybersecurity, as the President and the Security Advisor, part of my responsibilities to coordinate U.S. government cybersecurity efforts. I want to give you an update today on we continue closely monitoring the situation.
Hello, Dave.
We're bringing all the capabilities to the U.S. government.
Dave.
This year, and we're working side by side with partners in the private sector.
Hello, Dave. 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 What I'm going to do is mute him because that's barely coming through, and I'm going to play the video. Yeah, Dave, are you there? Okay, we lost him. All right, let me go ahead and play that video. He will call back in. Here it is right here.
Good afternoon. Before we get started, I want to bring Homeland Security Tom Bosser back up here to discuss the administration's response to the ransomware hacking. And then I'll go on with the events of today and answer your questions. Without further ado, Tom.
Thanks, Sean. Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Tom Bosser. I'm the Assistant to the President for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism. And if I could, I'd like to start today by acknowledging the fallen police officers that the President and Vice President acknowledged today. They are the front lines of our Homeland Security, and the event today was an honor for me to attend. On cybersecurity, as the President's Homeland Security Advisor, part of my responsibility is to coordinate U.S. government cybersecurity efforts. I want to give you an update today on the ransomware attack that's been known as WannaCry or WannaCrypt. We continue closely monitoring the situation around the clock at the highest levels of government. We're bringing all of the capabilities of the U.S. government to bear on this issue and are working side by side with our partners in the private sector and our international partners. I spoke moments ago with my counterpart in Great Britain and learned an update from them that they have a feeling of control over this ransomware event, and that as their affected computers seem to have been tied to the fact that their healthcare system is so large and networked. They are painfully aware of the fact that this is a global attack, as are we. As of this morning, it has reached approximately 150 countries and infected more than 300,000 machines. The good news is the infection rates have slowed over the weekend. We had been concerned about that when last we talked. The ransomware has disrupted telecommunications companies, hospitals, and other organizations. The UK National Healthcare Service announced 48 of its organizations were affected, and that resulted in inaccessible computers and telephone service, but an extremely minimal effect on and disruption to patient care. That was something quite evident in my conversation. Computers at the Spanish telecommunications company Telefonica were compromised, and we had a small number of affected parties in the U.S., including FedEx. Secretary Kelly at the Department of Homeland Security continues to lead operations and public-private coordination. His team is issuing twice daily situation reports, is holding multiple calls per day among experts and operations centers managing our response. As of today, no federal systems are affected. Overall, the U.S. infection rate has been lower than many parts of the world, but we may still see significant impacts in additional networks as these malware attacks morph and change. Despite appearing to be criminal activity intended to raise money, it appears that less than $70,000 has been paid in ransoms, and we are not aware if payments have led to any data recovery. The Cyber Threat Intelligence Integration Center is also keeping us informed of the classified insights concerning the investigation into these hacks. And let me talk about now briefly the way ahead. Sorry about that. It's important for our business and individuals to know that three variants of this ransomware are reported to have emerged using similar techniques. We had talked last I was here about variants of this malware. If you follow the mitigation advice published by DHS, the FBI, and Microsoft, and have patched your systems, you are protected against all of these variants. It's also important to know that pirated, stolen, or otherwise unlicensed versions of affected software often will not receive patches, so it is important to not use that unlicensed software. If you do, you'll be subject to extraordinarily susceptible infection. While it would be satisfying to hold accountable those responsible for this hack,
joining
something
conference
that we are working on quite
this
seriously.
Conference is being recorded by
the worm is in the wild, so to speak, at this point, and patching is the most important message as a result. Business and government have responded with upgrades and patches, defensive mitigations, and this has dramatically reduced the vulnerable population over the last 3 days. So this needs to continue to be our focus. Let me finish by repeating
Scott,
advice that all organizations
back,
be vigilant in updating their software.
Like a couple of more minutes into it because
that can
we
be compromised by
part.
The one.
Okay, where do you want me to start at? I'm at 4:10 now.
Let's start it right at the 3 minute mark.
Okay, sorry about that, listeners. We had some
technical
problems.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, man. I couldn't unmute you or anything.
All right, 3 minutes. You said right.
Yeah. Three minutes. Right at 3 minutes.
Okay, here we go.
Sorry about that. It's important for our business and individuals to know that three variants of this ransomware are reported to have emerged using similar techniques. We had talked last I was here about variants of this malware. If you follow the mitigation advice published by DHS, the FBI, and Microsoft, and have patched your systems, you are protected against all of these variants. It's also important to know that pirated, stolen, or otherwise unlicensed versions of affected software often will not receive patches, so it is important to not use that unlicensed software. If you do, you'll be subject to extraordinarily susceptible infection. While it would be satisfying to hold accountable those responsible for this hack, something that we are working on quite seriously, the worm is in the wild, so to speak, at this point, and patching is the most important message as a result. Business and government have responded with upgrades and patches, defensive mitigations, and this has dramatically reduced the vulnerable population over the last 3 days. So this needs to continue to be our focus. Let me finish by repeating advice that all organizations be vigilant in updating their software, and that the only computers that can be compromised by the WannaCry or WannaCrypt virus are ones that do not have the latest security patches available from Microsoft.
So what's the net effect? Tom, do you have any, so this is one episode of malware or ransomware. Do you know if from the documents and the other cyber hacking tools that were stolen from NSA, if there was potentially more out there?
So there's a little bit of a double question there. Part of that has to do with the underlying vulnerability exploit here used. I think if I could, I'd rather, instead of directly answering that, and can't speak to how we do or don't do our business as a government in that regard, I'd like to instead point out that this was a vulnerability exploit as one part of a much larger tool that was put together by the culpable parties and not by the U.S. government. So this was not a tool developed by the NSA to hold ransom data. This was a tool developed by culpable parties, potentially criminals or foreign nation states, that have put it together in such a way so as to deliver it with phishing emails, put it into embedded documents, and cause infection, encryption, and locking. So the provenance, I think I said this morning, of the underlying vulnerability is something that is a little bit less of a direct point for me.
I guess a shorter way to put it would be, is there more out there that you're worried about could lead to more attacks in the future?
I actually think that the United States, more than probably any other country, is extremely careful with their processes about how they handle any vulnerabilities that they're aware of. That's something that we do when we know of the vulnerability, not when we know we lost the vulnerability. I think that's a key distinction between us and other countries and other adversaries that don't provide any such consideration to their people, customers, or industry.
You mentioned your British counterparts are feeling a sense of control. Was there any time, as you monitored this year in the States, where you felt there was any lack of control or this could get out of hand here? And if not, what is it about what was here that was protected that didn't exist, for example, in Europe or other parts that have obviously taken a much bigger hit?
Yeah, no comparative lack of control, but my conversation today led me to believe that he felt quite comfortable and my counterparts felt quite comfortable with where they stood today. Right. Not comparing.
But was there any time that you felt here that things could spiral out of control?
Well, as we were gaining and gathering more information, it was important for us to determine the parameters of this. Once we got our hands around the parameters of the malware, that's, of course, in the beginning moments what you're trying to get a hold of. Get the malware, analyze it, determine what's happening. In that time frame, you don't feel entirely in control, but you're searching for information. Once we got it and realized what the situation was, we realized there were patches available and had been available since March. And so from that point, operation centers and communications become the key, and they're imperative to how we handle this response. And from the British perspective, I thought it was important to pass along from them 2 points. One, that they thought it was an extremely small number of patients that might have been inconvenienced, not necessarily a disruption to their clinical care as opposed to their administrative processes. Then two, that they felt that some of those reports might have been misstated or overblown given how they've gotten themselves into a position of patching. So we'll have to do the analysis and the investigation later as to why certain organizations, systems, or sectors were more greatly affected than others. So that's the point I'd like to elaborate. If I could, one more here.
Yeah, just bottom line is for the average consumer, and what are you going to do going forward to make sure that it doesn't get out in the open and affect us anymore?
Bottom line for the consumer is patch your software, provide automated patch support if you can, turn that automated on, make sure your IT service providers or IT folks within your organizations are patching your software. That's the bottom line, and this particular malware and the 3 reported variants that we've seen since are all fixable with patch, and that's something that you can get from Microsoft. So that's our bottom line, and I don't want to encroach too much here into Mr. Spicer's time, but if I could, with that, maybe I have one more question, Sean, okay?
Who did it?
We don't know. That's the attribution that we're after right now. It would be very satisfying, for me and for all of our viewers, I think, that if we find them, that we bring them to justice. I think that's something that sometimes eludes us. Attribution can be difficult here. I don't want to say we have no clues. As I stand here today, I feel that the best and brightest are working on that. So, thank you very much. I'll let you know. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. The president was pleased to see this morning the National Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo announced earlier that recent reports show that U.S. home builder confidence continues to rise, with numbers now at their strongest since the housing bust.
Okay,
according
we're
to the NABH's chairman, quote, this report.
Okay, thank you, Scotty. Man, so much that we need to talk about that was this. This was all, everything that you heard here was a psyop, and they were lying all the way through. Here's why. Thursday, let's do the timeline. Just from the timeline of us reporting this on Tando. Thursday, we heard them say that they signed an executive order to secure the infrastructure of to protect the United States government from infrastructure against cyber attack. And they told you how they were going to do it. They were going to put it on the cloud, and they told you that they don't want to give out how they do certain things, but they told you they were putting it out on the cloud. What did that do? Then less than 12 hours later, the largest cyber attack ever went into action. And they said that the cyber attack originated from NSA, National Service of, I can't say that on national TV, the NSA. This malware was originally devised from NSA, what they would use against a target. So what does that tell you? They're telling you it came from them.
Damn.
They said, oh no, it was stolen, this or that. No. If you believe them now, then you'll believe that you're free and you're sovereign and you're self-determining and that your vote matters and that you are that there is no more slavery, that there is no more this and that. See, these people remember what they admitted to, and even though it was a lie, they said they created the United States. Remember, the United States created the internet. Well, that was a lie, but that was a play on, that was what they were telling. This is going to get so deep. But Scotty got a couple of questions, so we're going to go to that. But I'm going to bring it back. We really need to unravel this. Let me tell you what this was, in my opinion. This was an attack on the infrastructure of Russia and China and Europe before the war, because the battlefield is cyber now. So let's go to Scotty. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, couple of things. It would be more accurate to say that the NSA were exploring ways to hack people's computers or systems, and they identified the weaknesses, and then it's claimed that somebody or contractors leaked that out, and then once it was published, then you had criminals use what the NSA, based off the NSA's research on how to hack, and they came up with this virus. Anyway it goes, the NSA is responsible, okay? Them and their contractors, private contractors, are responsible. The other thing I picked up on...
Wait, right there, real quick, Scotty. See what's got the private contract. Who's the private contractors? All of those that are backpedaling right now, Microsoft. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah. Now, how is it that you identified a patch months ago, but it wasn't shared with the public, and nor did the government implement these things? Okay? So I'm like, I'm questioning again, you know, you got this pat. You knew, you already knew the weaknesses because you identified them, right? And then.
Because you created them.
Yeah.
Right.
And so then there's a patch, but you didn't use it to patch up the systems, or you didn't warn anyone. For example, let me use a relay. I was reading something today. I still need to do some more research, but bear with me. I think it's a fake controversy, but you're getting media from certain outlets that's saying that Donald Trump shared top secret information on ISIS with the Russians. Now, they trying to say, like, oh, he just shared top secret information, you know, trying to find a way to impeach him. But the U.S. president has a lot of leeway in declassifying information. Now, what was the information, some of the information that he shared? He said that they identified a method of attack using laptops on airplanes, and they even have a target city in the United States. So the Washington Post said, well, we're not going to share that information because, you know, it's top secret. When have y'all not cared about whether the information was secret or not, you know? But you're withholding, you're telling us that Donald Trump said, without saying the city's name, identified a target within the United States, but you're not going to let the population know? You're not going to tell us, the people, where these targets are and what these threats are? So it's just a tangle web that they weaving, man, and a lot of propaganda, and you just got to be able to sift through it and cipher it all to find out what's going on or what's probably going to happen.
Hey, yep, Scotty. So what? Now remember, Scotty. Was just a year or two ago they said that something with Windows, you needed, because Windows wasn't going to be servicing the old Windows and all that other stuff. That was
Windows
the
10.
Gateway that they knew that they were going to use in the future.
Yeah, Windows 10. But also, one more thing, yep. I forgot to bring it up. Now, it's been reported on Tando Radio Show, and I've shared it on social media, about the deal between the rebels and the Syrian government, which Russia, Iran, and somebody else is a party to. Where is Hezbollah located? It's not in Syria. It's in
Lebanon. Hezbollah is in Lebanon.
Right. Okay. So we know that they have an agreement, right, to create safe zones and trying to untie or untangle the so-called rebels from the so-called terrorists. Now, why would a U.S. media outlet not want Trump to share information on ISIS with the Russians, who are on the front lines of killing these terrorists? It's just very fishy to me. It could be nothing, but, you know, just my observation.
It's huge, Scotty. It's all a part of the play. And let me just tell you this. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we're going to really open this up. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And what this impact really, really is. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You're the target. You're the target. And that's what this whole thing is really, really going. The one thing about this system is that it creates the illusion that we all buy, and the people tell their enemy exactly what their next play is. This is why you never, ever win a battle, and you'll never win the war, because you've been infiltrated, and the infiltration started where you're the infiltrator. You don't make decisions in your best interest. You make decisions and you tell them based off their interest. That is the great traitor. That's the great sellout. So what I want to do is I really want to jump into this. It's got so many ways, but we want to do it from the standpoint of you being protected. So on Thursday, they came out. Right away when I saw that, I knew that this was something. I said it here on Tando Radio Show. The cyber attack is going to be coming really, really soon. And lo and behold, less than 12 hours later, So, and some conspiracy person that would say that that was a conspiracy, that numbnut would say, oh, that's just a coincidence. Yeah, coincidentally, you're stupid. That's just what it is. You're bought and paid for because you're a coward. That you don't think for yourself because you got a systems pacifier in your mouth and you're still starving. So no coincidence at all. 12 hours later that this whole thing jumps off. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Because that's the setup for when they attack Europe and they attack China, and in attacking China, the People's Bank of China, all of their ATMs were down. There were Deutsche Bank's ATMs were down. Banks in Europe, their banks were down. Russia's infrastructure was compromised. But one of the things that worked for and against Russia was Russia has an older system, so in some instances it wasn't as bad, but it still it caused some problems for them as well. And my man Scott says, I can see another 9/11 inside job attack on the works. They will blame Trump's rhetoric or legal actions to ban people from Muslim to exactly. This is all a setup, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, back in 2001, the economy was teetering on another major collapse. They had to have the right event to stave off as much time for them to get with it. This is the exact same thing that's happening here. So how much time we got? Okay, we got time. Listen, my opinion. This is what happened. Remember this, they said it on, came out and announced it. Why did they announce it? They announced it so that their sleeper cells could go to work. And remember, America created the internet. In my opinion, that was a choice of words as to where things would start. When that was a lie, a bold-faced lie. CERN created the internet. So right away I noticed that and I said something's up with that. So it goes on. Here we go. So then this happens and it hits Russia, China, it hits Europe really hard, the hospitals and everything else, all of that compromised, that information and everything else. And what was happening? Remember the Stuxnet? What did they do? And they did it through who? Microsoft. Who is run by Microsoft? None other than the overall depopulationist celebrity figurehead himself, and no more other than vaccination, destroy the children, foundation of Melinda and Bill Gates. Not only is he pushing vaccination, but he's pushing viruses as well through the internet. See the coincidence? I mean, see the correlation? It's no coincidence at all. The vaccination, Dr. Death, is bringing it by way of the syringe and by way of the keyboard. And what did they do? They're going to spin this around and say, no, what nuts? No. Anybody that thinks will never back away from the truth. You're lying, and the evidence shows that you're lying because it came from you. So now they seed this virus, and in seeding this virus, it's setting everything up for the one that will be used here. And it is going to be, in my opinion, going to be the one that doesn't stop. So listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, we need to talk about this and then talk about some of the things that you should be doing to protect yourself, your family, and our overall community. They are telling you they're here once again. Remember with the Poltergeist, if you haven't seen the Poltergeist, go look at the trailer for Poltergeist. It was an analog TV that was on the blitz. That, ladies and gentlemen, is signal that they're going to use technology, in my opinion. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, as it goes out. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We're talking about They're Here. And the TV, the analog TV is going out. Well, they're here now. They're here through the computer systems, and the computer systems are down and just staring at you. So very, very important. Listen, I want to continue to put some of these things together so that you can see where we are, in my opinion, and why you need to prepare. So now, what did they say in today's statement? That you needed to get the patchwork from who? From Microsoft. Who is Microsoft? Microsoft is a governmental contract, people. The same people that put this whole thing together, and the Stuxnet virus that they gave to Iran. So they're the same ones that create these viruses that totally destabilize their overall system. You can't get that out. It doesn't matter what firewall you put up. If you have their system, it came out that Hewlett-Packard laptops were already keyboard coded, where every time you strike a key on your keyboard, it's recorded. Well, they can do that anyhow, but see, the key is that they're emitting it. Because this is what they do. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. So now, they just said that this came from Microsoft. Hey, NSA should be held accountable for this. You know, we told them to fix this because the NSA and Microsoft is all one in the same idiot. One in the same institution. One in the same collaborator. And then what do? They sit there and they tell you, go buy their new operating system. Get their patches. And when you get their patches, you don't even realize that you're getting the vaccination that Gates wants you to get. If he's vaccinating and poisoning the syringe, what makes you think that the overall program that the man uses the organization uses isn't even more deadlier because it has more control? The process of us waking up, starting to think for ourselves, is that we don't no longer trust those that have lied in the past. And so, in lies that have been of great crimes against humanity, the great thieves, as they sift through their continuous agenda. So they're actively telling you to go buy. What did Bush tell you after 9/11? Go buy, go buy, go buy, go buy. And then you know what? Guess what happened? That was a trap. That was a trap. That was a trap. Here comes another trap. This is the trap. Doesn't matter what system you see. They say that Mac and the other things affected by that. Okay. Here's the thing with that. That may be true on this run, but I'm going to ask you something. Did you create Mac? Did you program Mac? Were you there programming all of that? No, 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 no. So what's really in there? You don't know. What you do is we base our opinions off of what they tell us, and we hold that as fact. And by us doing that, they never, ever, ever have to have an excuse. We'll make it up for them. We believe everything that they say as they are God. And God we trust. So this whole thing. He told them to buy home. And the mortgage scam happened. Exactly. Whenever these people talk, you listen. They say go left, you go hard right. They say go up, you go down. They say go down, you go up. They say go right, you go left. They say stay even, stay balanced, you go in any daggone direction that you can get to the closest immediately. You lie. Yes, you lie. For my man, Gary C. He knows what I'm talking about. So, the whole system, this is what I think is happening. This is what's going to later come out. What's later going to come out, remember that they're setting all the stage for some tapes, some investigations, and all this other stuff. Later on, all of this is going to start to tie in as they move the nation into war and destabilize everything. And when they move it all into destabilize, as they lose, all of the world will condemn them, and the evidence will come out. And this is what you'll see. That the largest attack that came from the NSA, oh no, it wasn't something that was stole from NSA. It was something that was pushed out by NSA. This is why it didn't have the immediate dramatic effect in America. They just had some sprinklings here. But guess what's going to happen? The other nations, such as Iran, North Korea, Syria, China, and Russia, are going to have their saboteurs, their hackers, breach your system. And those countries are more able to adapt to that because they're not as dependent on the technology as you are. And that's going to be the excuse, one of the many excuses for war. And this is what they're going to do. They're going to cut the lights out. They're going to have rioting. And let me just say this. This is amazing. Remember with Katrina, how long did it take the U.S. government to respond to Katrina? Even if they were sincere, which we know that they weren't able to respond to it at all, and they knew the daggone storm was coming. They supposedly didn't know that this was coming, but they were able to mitigate it almost immediately so the U.S. wouldn't be affected. You lie. And if this wasn't a family show, I would say you are full of, you know, politicians. System is like a baby's diaper. They both need to be frequently changed for the exact same reason. They're full of it. They're full of it. But what I mean by change, I don't mean by changing their name, getting a new person, voting Democrat, voting Republican. You keep doing that. You keep doing what we... This is the path that we're on now. We're on the path of vote by destruction. We're on the path of taxation by destruction. We're on the path of nationalism by destruction. We're on the path of governing laws by destruction. We're on the path of war by destruction. We're on the path of creating debt by destruction. All of these are a part of the so-called system, governmental entity duties and obligations to serve their constituents or their citizenry, which means that you are a slave to the foundation in which they live under. So I think it's so amazing how they can respond to this in a second's notice enough to secure and protect the whole darn country. But Katrina hit city. That you had weeks and you knew it was coming way before it happened. Because in both instances, this instance and that instance, you're looking at a method to the objective of destruction. So we got Brother Davis that's in queue. So I want to go to Brother Davis so he can weigh in here. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025.
Are you in,
Cuba? Hit star. Go ahead, King Davis, brother or sister Davis, you're on. Go ahead.
Hello. Hi, Dave. Can you hear me?
Hey, Sister Davis.
Yes, yes. Hey. Yeah, I heard you say Brother Davis, but it's Sister Davis right now. But yeah, we are a team. Brother and Sister Davis are the Davis team. But listen, I was just listening. I chimed in a little late because I wanted to hear the end of this one other show I was listening to about Dr. Horowitz talking about the Bill Gates. Oh, my goodness. I mean, just like you were saying about the Microsoft, I mean, he has one hand in the Microsoft. He got the other hand in the eugenics, and I'm telling you, it's just, he is a monster, a beast. I'm telling you, it is so phenomenal. If he doesn't get you from the vaccines or the medical, he gonna get you from the hacking and the computer, and like you said, with the poltergeist, how that came through the television set, because once he, you know, movie one was how it came through the television set, and it affected the youngest child in the house. Why? Because the youngest child of the house is the most vulnerable. Just like we always saying, you know, protect the children, protect the ear gates, the eye gates. But that movie was classic, how it infected the child. And then every time, you know, as the movie went, they kept trying to pull the child out of this, out of that system, and it kept sucking it back in, and there was like a tug of war trying to tug the child. Then after they got the child back, then the second movie was the same thing. It continued. Not only did it just continue in the TV, but once they got rid of the TV, it was in their mind. It was, you know, whether or not it was manifested for real or not, but it was in their mind, just like the mental abuse that people are going through. A lot of these drugs and things are affecting the mind. Even if you're not doing it physically, it's affected the mind. And you just can't let it go. And it just manifests and regurgitates, and it goes from generation to generation. It's just, you know, but that Bill Gates, he got one hand on the whole eugenics. I mean, this brother broke it down about the vaccinations, the chemtrails, how it all plays together, how, you know, he had another foot, Bill Gates had one foot in with the Singer and elimination through the abortions and all. He's the part of that whole cause of all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's probably President 45's, you know, adopted brother from another mother or something. You know what I mean? You know, are on the same wavelengths. You know what I mean? They're just the diabolical. You know, number 45 just keeps us in such chaos that we're looking, and you know, everything is it's such a distraction. I mean, as soon as he comes on, I hear him, I have to turn him off, because he comes with some kind of drama that pulls you in, and then on the other end, he's doing some executive order of some other diabolical plan. It's like, where did these favors come from? Years ago, I didn't hear nobody else. Yeah, I heard President Obama talk about some executive orders, but prior to that in the government, I didn't know nothing about executive orders overriding everybody. Like, where is this coming from? You know what I mean? The powers that be.
So well said, brother.
You know what? Executive order that you write it today, and it's implemented 5 minutes later. It doesn't go to Congress.
Right.
It doesn't go anywhere. It just, he speaks it, writes it, and it's a law. I mean, like, where is this coming from? You know what I mean? So, I'm telling you, the people, we really need to wake up. I know Dr. Horowitz mentioned about the frequencies, and you know, I'm the one on the frequency thing. And he was talking about the, you know, 528, you know, we got to all get on this level of frequency. That's about the only way to, like, combat it, because one of the calls came in.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, we see that there's a diabolical plan, because you, Dr. Horowitz, was talking about how, you know, they're trying to eliminate 5 out of 7 people. So that means if you're standing in line and there are 7 people, knock over 5. Now, are you part of the 5, or are you the only 2? Like, what's up with that? I mean, that's a good analogy, so people can start to understand they are really trying to get rid of millions of people by any means necessary. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be some big bomb or the sun to explode or meteor or nothing like that. It's just through eugenics. It's through the food supply. It's through the weather. It's through the chemtrails. You know, it's just a little bit of each little thing, and then it makes a whole. and then people look at the news. People, well, you know, your local newspaper. I mean, the only people making money is the funeral homes. I mean, they got 3 or 4 services a day because there's so many people dying, and people are looking around saying, "But that person was healthy a month ago. Now they're dead. Like, what happened?" So it's just, I mean, we all have to wake up. We have so much work to do. Even if you don't want to work with the whole mainstream America, work on yourself and your family, because you can't save everybody, for real, you know. So true.
Well said, Sister Davis. But hold on, jump back in at any time. Listen, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, Sister Davis just broke it down as well. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit **. We'll see you in queue. Now, what I want to do is I want to give you a heads up as to what I think is going to be happening and what some of the things that you should be taking place, what you should be doing. This is a concerted effort of many entities throughout the world to maintain the subjugation and enslavement by way of depopulation. Then all of a sudden over the weekend, North Korea establishes a new longer range missile that it goes outside of the Earth's atmosphere and then is able to be brought back down, controlled. What is that, ladies and gentlemen? That's the perfect delivery system for an EMP. Instead of you having the virus, you ain't got no power. One of the things with the executive orders that they so-called did in an emergency, see, they act like they're trying to save you so they'll remain relevant after they kill your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, your children, your aunt, your uncle, and you're the only one that survived because they weren't able to get everybody. What they realize, if we don't get them by the net, then we'll get them by the deceit. And you come and we run to a place of refuge, and a place of refuge is a prison. So, what happens there? Now they're setting up everything for an EMP that turns out the light. Same thing with an emergency executive order was written for the infrastructure of the grid. They've been knowing that this grid has been vulnerable because they made it vulnerable. They ain't fixed it because it is working perfectly fine. It's fragile. And that's the strength. We see it as, hey, man, this is fragile. This is going to hurt people. And they say, yeah, that's exactly it. No, but it's going to kill people if this thing, yeah, that's what we wanted to do. No, you're supposed to want to fix it. Fix it. Why do we want to fix it and make it where it will have some redundancy, where it will be able to withstand a cyber attack? Why would we want to do that? That's not fixing it. That's fixing us, establishing and controlling us. We don't want that. We want to control them. Fix and establish and control them. Who's the them, ladies and gentlemen? That would be everyone that's not in the trust and in the foundation. Not under the contract that's to be turned into law by corporations' decision. This is the subjugation and enslavement. Very, very important. So I just wanted to really emphasize now what is possibly happening. Immediately, Russia says that, wait a minute, no. We know where this came from and who did it. Why is Russia always saying we know where this came from and who did it? So they're using it as leverage for later on after the war so that they can say, this is why we need to go to war with the United States. And they're going to put a case on that the world is going to believe is authentic when they're all a part of it all. This is why you're starting to see where the overall sovereign celebrity figureheads are now in court. And this process has been part of the overall propaganda training and the overall seeding of what the plan was. This is a game that's been played before in the past. And it's worked well in the past. And they know that if they re-establish it, it'll work now because we don't remember history, because we don't want to think past what we've been schooled to think past. It's more comfortable to be in a state of ennui. So, here's what I see happening. It's going to be a reprise. Everything, the whole system is already rigged. It doesn't need to be anything else. It's not like the game that they project where it's them against this group against that group. No, what they do is they have minions fight that type of stuff because that's the diversion. In actuality, there is cooperation for the destruction of you, but there is hatred among those that are fighting for your overall control. They're not fighting you. They're fighting each other for more control over you. The system has already conquered the people. The fight is against the controllers of resource.
Dave, can you stress what you just said again about these other nations aren't fighting the people? They're fighting the people. Because when I see somebody say, the Russians gonna do this to us. Uh-oh, look out. Trump might be a Putin plant, and oh, Lord, the people gonna... I'm like, man, do you really understand, you know, the way things are set up?
Yes. See, Scotty, I think, like with you and I, Brother Bragg, Brother Davis, Rise a little different, because Rise didn't have some of the institutionalized... opportunity. I mean, you know, you and I and Brother Braggs and Brother Davis, we were actually in the military and doing significant things in the military. You know, I mean, significant things in the military. And when you do significant things in the military, you start to see this is all a charade. Y'all full of baby diaper fillings. And when you start to put that together, then you can start to see structurally how things are going to be done. Communication wise, they can't pull a fast one on Scotty. Setting up for overall operational control by self, they can't get past Brother David. Brother Braggs is able to disseminate historically, this is the play that's been done before. My man Rise is different. He was never in the military. Just some people resonate in a different way where they're able to pick up things without being engaged, because that's how they resonate. All of us have different talents and abilities. The overall codified secret language, I can hear it and I know what their real intentions is, because these are the things that we actually were exposed to. And we saw the lies that they were supporting behind it. So what I was saying is that they're not trying to conquer the people. They're not going after the people. They already got you conquered. What they're doing is that the system is fighting among itself for continuous control over what has already been spoken for. So this group of controllers works together with the other group of controllers to maintain suppression of you. While the one hand holds you underwater, the other hand has a knife and is trying to slit the throat of the other person that's helping holding your head underwater. And it's a knife fight while you drown. They work together to enslave you, but they fight each other for the control as the overall founders, as the ones that will make the law that enslave all, the ones that create debt, and ones that declare war, ones that write laws that they don't have to obey, debt they don't have to pay, wars they don't have to fight. You pay it, you obey it, and you fight it. While they have a gentleman and a lady's disagreement, even unto death. But first, they work together. Then after that, the spoil thereof as a pirate lives on. So very, very important that we realize with some of the things that we're facing so that we can get a better perceptive view and a vision and a plan for how we should be positioning ourselves not to be adversely affected by this system. One of the things with this whole internet, everything is there, and with the seed that's the most powerful seed that's being laid is that they're telling you that something else is coming, so they keep you on the edge of your seat. This is the thing where you don't, for those that are prepared and those that aren't prepared, what they don't want you to do is they don't want you to resonate with your own energy to say, I'm going to do what I can do so I can remove myself from this system completely. I'm not going to resonate with it. See, there's some, how can man kill you and man has never given you life? They only make you think that they can kill you because that's the power of magic. That's the influence of magic. They can't kill you. But what they could do is that they can bring about a very, very destabilizing mental illness. They can make you sick, though. They can actually influence by way of viruses, electronical viruses, airborne viruses, biological viruses, all forms of viruses to attack your temple. Not just one part of the temple, not the outward paint of the temple, but the inner sanctuary of the temple as well, where you resonate, where your overall frequency, your harmonic frequency resonates. And that could be put under attack. Because we don't protect it. We surrender it, and it makes it vulnerable. So, what I see happening, that there is going to be what they say is going to be another cyber attack, and they're going to blame it on this country and that country, just like there was a blame on. They're going to find out who these hackers were all of a sudden, and they're going to come back and say, oh, you remember, see, they got you all in bed with the hackers already. Oh, you remember these hackers? Once again, these are fictitious, the best boogeyman that you can ever have is someone that you can't see. This one is even better than having terrorists of a certain religion, or of a certain origin, or of a certain... This is even better than that, because you can't see it. See, we fall for the okey-doke of, if I don't see it, it ain't real. When they understand, they love for you to be that way, because then they do something that's much more powerful. They have influence that can't be seen, and they know it won't be challenged. They're going to bring about some influences to distract you in a very real way so that you will not continue to make your overall harmonic connection, that you will continue to uphold their system of debt, subjugation, and enslavement. The key is, will you? This is why we want you to be sovereign, self-determining, and independent, and prepare for your true liberty, your absolute and primary right that were given to you by the great creator. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. This is not going to be a horror story, ladies and gentlemen, but it is going to be a part of history. What shall you write about history? We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Sandow Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. In this last portion of the show, please jump in if you'd like to jump in. I want to talk about some of the things that I think that they're going to try to invoke to actually keep you dazed and keep you in a state of unconscious walk, to keep you as the walking dead, the zombies. I think I heard something on Cerebrally Naive Network talking about the walking dead and the cyber. I'm not quite sure, so I won't say. So this is the overall objective. They're telling me what they're going to do. Now, in my opinion, here's what you need to be careful of. Make sure that you have an appropriate amount of food and goods for the future. Wednesday was our first preparedness, our second phase of preparedness classes. And we've been doing this because I knew that something was coming, the urgency was of now. Thursday, they admit this. Friday, they attack. So very, very important. So we got Brother Bragg on the line. I want to go to my good brother, Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg, welcome.
Peace, man. Hey, listen, while you was talking, I was just sitting here thinking, you said pirates, man. That brought me to these corporations, man, because lately I've been in these corporations. Do you know that in any given state, there may be thousands of different corporations, municipalities, and villages? A village being a place, if you go look at Berlin, a place that people were born and died, and they never left that geographical location, basically tied to the land. All this is based on King's Law. I also found out that the abbreviations on each state.
I didn't know that about
Illinois. Man, I'm telling you, look, the more I get into these states, because I'm digging into the law now, we're going to all have to get into this law. I'm finding things in the Constitution, and I'm starting to look at the Constitution like the Constitution wasn't for the people. The Constitution was for the elite.
No.
It was for the elite. It wasn't for us. There were no people at the signing of the Constitution to represent the people. They did everything in secrecy. This is things that people don't know about the Constitution. You had, I'll call them agents for the king, because that's what they wanted, Benjamin Franklin Esquire and all these other Esquires. Every person that had Esquire in their name was an agent against the United States. So they weren't working for the United States of America. They were working for England. And also, England, which was Albion before it was England, and the Britons who were there initially were melanated people like you and I. But when the Albions came, the English, in other words, are the Albions. When the Albions came, they wiped out the ancient Britons. These ancient Britons look like you and me. These ancient Britons were Iberian and Carthaginians, which was the same race as Hannibal and his father from Carthage. Just some stuff, I'm all the way into the law and the history. Just to show you, they went all around the world working this game, taking assets. And this game is so basic, if you look at it, they poison the water, they control everything in your economy, including all the ideals, communication that comes in or out. So once they control the communications and take over your water and your food, you're basically co-opted, colonialized, because now you can't eat unless another man hand you your food, even though you were sovereign before he came. That's all I had to say, Dave. I don't want to get too bogged down, but just thinking, because when you say pirates, I always think of that skull and crossbone that they're always showing to us. Who was the skull and crossbone? They were pirates. The pirates are still here. They never left. They just...
Right, exactly, Brother Bragg. And Brother Bragg and I are going to really talk about the Constitution, because the Constitution was written, but it wasn't written... The criteria of being protected by the Constitution has nothing to do with citizens, where you were born, has nothing to do with that. Has everything to do with the signing of the contract. Who signed the contract? This is why when you see the Constitution, it's got signatures on it. I'm going to ask you something. Where is your family signature on there? Not. Now you see who we the people are in the Declaration. We're definitely going to get into that. So Well, well said. We got another caller that's in queue out of, hold on, Brother Bag, area code 727. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name and where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Dave, Brother Respect, this muscle, man. I want to say peace. Hey, can you hear me?
No, I can't. Who is this?
Russell, out of St. Pete.
No, I can barely hear you because
it sounds like he has his own speakerphone, and we're hearing is like a truck.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you, Scotty, man. I was listening on the wire. Hey, yeah, this is Russell out of St. Pete, man. Hey, man. It's all good. It's all good, man. Hey, I want to give props to everybody for what they add to this mixture. It's like one big, beautiful dish, man. But and what I get out of it, I got to direct towards what Brother Bragg said, and it was coming his way anyway, with him with the historical perspective. And then it's funny he said something about the Constitution. That was right in my mind, so I had to comment. Now, I remember also when he made a reference when you were talking about the Califians and Scotty talking about the Mississippian, and I remember Brother Braggs was teaching about how this is our land we're standing on, but when the POW camps, which they call the slave trade, went on, how he made a reference to them taking people away from here and mixing us all up, you know, and some of us coming back. And then the Constitution making us still three-fifths of a person. So aren't we written out of the contract, period? That's my question, you know?
Yeah.
They stole the Constitution. They stole liberty, basically. They took the country. Remember that the South lost. But they pulled all the troops and they let the South maintain it just like nothing had ever happened. So who won the war? See what I'm saying? You got to pay attention to what they've done. So they let these same people, now these same Confederates that lost the war, they also, a bunch of Confederates left the South, went to Brazil and set up slave camps there right after the Civil War. See, that's why you got to follow these people. You got to follow around and see what they did. They've done so much.
Wow.
Okay. And they've done all this to take the land. And everything, but pay attention to what you're standing on. The more you study, the more you're going to find out. And that's why I bring it to everybody. It's stealing your birthright, but you were taught to point to Africa, but you're standing on your own land.
Exactly. Stole our birthright. So that whole reparation argument, that's why we get no play on that. Because they took our birthright. We're not even a human in their eyes.
Let me call yourself a dead name, dead references. They won't be able to take advantage of you. Because we're still under the Black Slave Code. All those laws are still on the books. That's what you got to pay attention to. All those laws that seem antiquated are still on the books. That's why, because of the 13th and 14th Amendment, that's why they can kill you, because of the adhesion contract that the 14th Amendment created when the slaves went from the plantation to the government, took over the ownership of the slaves. Now, see, I dig hard to find this stuff. People ain't going to talk to you about this. This is real shit. That's why they get away with what they do. You got to know what your status is in this country, what you're standing on. That's why we all got to get in these books. The last thing they want you to be know about civics, to know your status, to know what a native is, to know what jurisdiction is, to know what the Washington, D.C. is, the District of Columbia, which is the capital of all incorporated places all over this world. And that's another thing. I found out that India is incorporated. Why are all these places incorporated? You see what I'm saying? I didn't learn this shit in school. I learned this until I started digging into these books.
Yes. I travel a lot. And I see incorporated.
It's really, and one of the things that we have to remember with reparations is that you're going to the system, asking the system to validate your overall request.
Right.
It's a request.
Right.
Yeah. It's a
we
request.
You have to do that, burn your house down to build it back again.
And it's something that they don't acknowledge unless they disguise and it's a give. They'll give you that, but you're going to have to give them something in return. And let me tell you something. They never give you anything. They only take everything away. How can you ask for your birthright from someone that didn't birth you? Yesterday.
You, tell them. You can't let them tell you. You were born with certain inalienable rights that come from God, not from man. And once you know these things, certain things you'll stop doing, like, for instance, giving your blind consent. We basically give blind consent to a lot of things because we don't understand. We don't understand where we're standing. We don't understand what court we on, what game we playing in. And that's what I'm saying. We got to study everything around us to stop
walk away from it.
See, they're playing a game. They're playing a game, and we're not in the game because we're not up on the semantics of the game.
So, too. So, listen, check this out. What I want to do is I want to get this in very, very well said. Big Russ, big up. Thank you so much. Hold on, everyone. Real quick, let me, because this is important, because what we're going to be seeing happening, you need to be ready for it so we won't be in lines begging for some reparation, begging for some reprieve, begging for some relief. When they click this system and turn it to where they cut out the lights or turn, this cyber attack is going to be a perfect, perfect way to strategically take everything that you've worked for in the past and destabilize it because of this. When they shut off the credit card machine, shut off the access to the banking, shut off the just-in-time delivery system, shut off, here's the key, everything that they created, they can do that because they created it. They're not doing anything wrong. They're leveraging their resources. They consider you and I one of their resources. Until you and I decide that we don't want any reparations, we don't want any reprieve, because we don't want any part of it.
Well, let me ask
a
question, Dave. Let me play devil's advocate for a minute. Okay, I was watching this this video. I forget the guy's name, but he did a real good video on land ownership. He was talking about wealth in the black community, and less than 3% of black people own land in the United States. So that means my family, my mother, my cousins, my uncles and aunts that have land around here, we're in the 3%. That ain't nothing, man. That ain't, and 97% of the wealth is in the hands of white people. Now, MLK gave you a clue to what happened to all that land. Well, he told you the U.S. government came in and gave all these white peasants from Europe your land. So, I want my land back. I don't want land or reparation for slavery because I'm not a descendant of a slave and I ain't never been in slavery. So I want the land returned. And I'm not asking, I'm demanding. Okay, now, for those people that are in modern day slavery, I feel like they owe my brother reparations for 10 years being 10 years a slave for a crime he didn't commit. So they stole our energy. They still stealing our energy. So whether we ask them for it, I'm like, okay, if people ain't for asking for it back or demanding it back, then we going to take it back or we just going to let them have it. I leave it with that.
No. This is what I'm saying, and I love it. Absolutely right. There were some real. We surrendered because if you play by their rules, they will rule. Here's the problem. Whenever we say the United States, we invoke a corporation control that has already established the laws and foundation that is waged against us. If we do not acknowledge the United States, it has no legal standing against you by energy, where you start to say, I don't care what you gonna do. I don't care what tank you got, what gas you got, and everything else. My resolve is that I'm gonna be sovereign. See, now, when one thing that we do, part of selling out into the wrong direction, and when I say selling out, what I mean by we've been miseducated, we've been retarded in our overall thoughts because we've been actually indoctrinated by them. We always regurgitate them. You could never, ever get any form of freedom from the United States of America in any form, fashion, because that's a corporation. You are just leasing.
But Dave, let me add this.
Established dominance over.
Let me ask this. Now, we know it wasn't a corporation until 1871, and I asked this question yesterday. Now, and I'm not trying to brag or anything like that, but I'm a descendant of a family that helped fund and supply the American Continental Army during the Revolution, but they weren't invited to the Constitutional Convention, apparently. But this is what I said. Now, what we have now is a lot different than the republic that was established. It became a corporation in 1871. So, when we took our oaths, I'm sorry, we're getting a lot of background noise off of somebody. Okay. What I asked was when I took that oath, when I enlisted in the Army, the same one you took, Dave, the same one that people take when they so-called swear into public office. Now, who are you pledging allegiance to? Are in your mind, are you pledging allegiance to the people? The people are the nation.
District of Columbia.
Or are you pledging allegiance to the corporation? I did not pledge allegiance to a corporation. And when you didn't tell me that what I was pledging my allegiance to, that was fraud.
I didn't even say a word.
That was fraud. When you get people to pledge allegiance and you're not telling them it's a corporation. Because we're thinking it's the people. That's all.
Oh, man, Scotty went out.
Hey, remember this. Sister Davis mentioned this. The president can make all those presidential orders because we're under War Powers Act. Check into it. You'll find out what I'm saying. As long as we're under War Powers Act, he can write any presidential order that he needs. He can usurp Congress and the Senate. He doesn't have to go through the judicial branches. So that's what he's doing. The same thing Obama did, the same thing the Bushes did. That's how, when they come in, that's how they set up FEMA and all these organizations. You'll find it, too, that in 1948, the UN was created by, who you think created the UN? So if you think you're going to go to the UN and get justice, it was created by these same people. All these entities created all these things, these organizations.
Exactly. They all did. We're going to definitely have a show about that. Scotty, I don't know, same thing cut out. It cuts you out, so come back. But hey, let me. This is very, very important because this is something that we're going to be faced with, a reality check. Listen. When they cut, we're set up now is that they can cut off what they created at any time because they created it. So you have to prepare yourself against that. In these cyber attacks, this is nothing more than a diversionary tactic for getting what they really want. They are going to cut off the ATMs. They're going to close the banks, and they're going to actually and they're telling it that this is all going to happen. They're going to have the food delivery system that's not going to make it, because then what do they want? They want people to become barbaric and feral by way of hunger. And then what is that going to do? That is going to be better than any battlefield, because they've already slowly indoctrinated it from the Watts riots in the 60s to the riots in Detroit to this riot, to Baltimore, to the LA riots, to the different riots around, to Black Friday. Why do they have these holidays on consumerism? To always get you into debt and to be a consumer, continue to eat more and more and not get nourished. They've already have all this in place. So listen, don't be fooled by this. Make sure that you and your family have the provisions that you're going to need to maintain yourself for a month or so, or 2 weeks or
food,
3 weeks.
Food insecurity. Food insecurity. Now, again, why is it important to have land? Because with land, you can feed yourself. So you got 97% of the melanated population that doesn't possess any land. What do you think they're going to do if some of the worst-case scenarios come about? They're going to turn feral.
Gaddafi, zombie apocalypse.
And they're going to turn feral. Exactly. This is what we have to prepare for, because this is the system going to play itself out. This cyber attack that happened in Europe, that was only a precursor. That was just the start. That was the plausible deniability for it to really happen here. All of a sudden, you're going to hear this. Watch this, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to hear a poly... and this is just what I think, and I'm going to just say it, and I don't care. You're going to hear some celebrity figurehead politician respond to the White House and say, no, you didn't create CERN. Create the Internet. It was actually created in Geneva with the corporation of CERN, the same CERN that's in Geneva, and it was a collective, collaborative effort. That, what I'm seeing right now, that is the cue. When you hear that, within 2 weeks, I think you'll see a major, major cyber attack here that is going to be the one that they have a movie script written out of, where you will be just like China over the weekend when they couldn't access the ATM machine, where you couldn't buy food. The setup is clear. They are going to do this because this gives them so much leverage. The key is, how are you going to have an appropriate response to it? That's the only thing that really matters. And what are we setting ourselves up to walk away from this system? That is the key. What are we doing with the energy, and what are we doing with what we know? What vision are we establishing so we can, as the untied states of America starts to happen, we can have a form and a place and a existence that is absent and free of a no government zone, not a no drug zone, not a no gun zone, not a no this, a no government zone. Is the only thing that really, really is going to be sustainable in a holistic way. We have to get there. Remember, everything is a process. It doesn't happen. They didn't get their position that they have in the past 20 years, in the past 50 years, the past 100 years, the past 200 years or 300 years. It was a long-standing process of a commitment to building something that they could pass down as a legacy that was greater than the individual. And they've done that. That's the lesson that we could take from that. So just want to say thank you all, everyone, for listening today. Big up, Brother Bragg. Thank you, Scotty, for your contribution. Sister Davis, Russ, my man Russ, thank you for you being you. Be ready, always prepared, never scared. Only thing you should have in any institution is what you're willing to lose. Get resources, have things. If you need to have them at home, do that, because if we go through it so long, if North Korea uses an EMP, they blame and say North Korea used the EMP. It don't matter if North Korea did it or didn't do it. That overall effect on the grid is still going to be the same. Doesn't matter who was the deliverer. You just knew it was coming. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace. Never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Bragg, if you would show much love and respect, would you take us out? Peace.
Peace.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good thing, Brother Bragg.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.